Ladies and gentlemen,
this is
Today, Junior,
the Vented Out Podcast.
Ow!
I don't know. I'm just grumpy all the time.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
You witch.
Yep. That's it. Right off the gun to swearing. That seems
I said witch.
Fuck.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
You got your topics?
Yep.
No, she don't.
No, she don't.
No,
that's
she don't.
Fucking English, you stupid idiot.
It is, actually. It's just not proper.
You're a dummy.
Yeah, that's clever. Welcome back to the Vented Out Podcast. I'm your host, Brent, and we got the sassiest co-host from Tallahassee. I still can't do that right.
Yeah, so stop fucking saying it. It sounds stupid.
Be quiet.
You're dumb.
Get off your phone.
Suck a dick.
That's your job. I wish you'd do it once in a while.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up. You're so irritating.
You tell she's just in the most chipper of moods.
I still don't feel good, ass face, so get over
it.
You
still don't feel good? Have you been taking your medicine?
Yeah, I've been taking my medicine.
You've been drinking a lot of water?
Yeah. What do you think I drink all day?
I don't know. Vodka, I assume, to get through your day?
Yeah, I fucking wish I had vodka.
Again, F's, F's, A's, A's. Come on.
You're an A.
So I guess we'll start with how you doing.
The F'd in the A.
That's what I. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. I don't know who listens to this. I was going to say something. Well, we won't get into other people's personal business.
Oh, you don't want to talk about what you said when we were walking to Dollar General the other day?
Oh, Jesus. Do you really want to? I don't know who. Well,
I'm not embarrassed. You're the one who said it like an idiot.
I know who listens to it. They'll find it funny. You don't send it to your family or anything, so I guess it won't matter.
So say it. Are you dumb?
What's going to happen when we have video? You're going to look over there looking like a freaking buffoon. Do you really want to talk about that? So last week, really, I'm waiting for her to say something. I don't even know what I'm saying. What's the proper form? Paige was on her menstrual cycle last.
Why did you say like that? Are you a gynecologist?
What would you expect? Paige was bleeding out of her vagina. Like, well, I feel like menstrual cycle is way better than bleeding out of your vagina. Just sounds weird. And I don't know what the hell, where the hell we were going to general down the street. I don't know what the hell was said that I said that. Oh, we were talking about. This is Paige over here. Not even acknowledging that I'm even talking right now.
I literally can hear you. You're so irritating. Can you just say you're sorry? Like, come on.
Because it's weird. How about doing sexual favors to one another? And I had said that I wish you would every once in a while. And she said, well, when I'm done bleeding. And I said, you're not bleeding out of your mouth. And then as soon as we walked in, someone was walking out and heard it, and I started laughing. I thought it was funny, personally. Because I know they were probably, I know he was probably laughing. I was like an older couple. He was probably laughing. He's probably like, oh, I know that feeling. These women, man. Sometimes you wonder if it's worth having them around.
That's how I feel about you every day.
Yeah. You need me around. You would die off if I wasn't around. You could barely get up in the morning if I'm not here.
Yeah, well.
You must set like 15 alarms when I go to work.
No, I don't. I only set the one and then I get up. Well, because it's harder when you're here because you're snuggled in bed with me, so I just want to cuddle you.
But you literally, your alarm will go off, and 2 seconds later, I hear, I'm like, what? How do you fall asleep so fast?
Because I was tired.
You're not worried about being late to work, obviously, because I could not fall back asleep if I had to go to work. That's just insane. That's insane behavior. You belong in jail.
Well, I just want to stay in bed because you are in bed and you make me want to snuggle.
Oh, I was out of bed soon after you left. Believe me.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
Yeah, because someone.
Did you go to the gym today?
Yes, I went to the gym today.
Oh, you didn't feel like you needed to post it on Snapchat like everything else?
No. You gotta have social media awareness.
Right, you don't need to post. You're taking a shit every 4 minutes. It's ridiculous. That.
I should start sending my shits to you on post.
No, you're not. Oh. I'm literally about to delete Snapchat. I don't even use it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. When do I use it?
All the time.
Remix menu?
I don't know what she's talking about. Anyway. So how you doing, beside everything that we talked about
I don't before talk we came here? That. I'm doing fine.
Yep. You gotta understand that. That's how people are.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I literally don't care.
Here we go.
Brent, I'm not gonna be censored.
Yeah, well, you're going to because I'm going to do it when I edit it.
Fine.
This is what happens. Oh, but that's how people act because they probably are jealous that they're not in your position.
I don't care. So you don't treat people like garbage because of that. Like,
they try to ruin you. That's what happens. That's how everything at work goes.
Try and ruin me or not, I'm going to be a bitch to you now. So.
And so be it.
Because Honor said that I should put her in her place and tell her that it's my room. So. But
depending
she's not
on
wrong,
how you,
it is my room.
How you go about it. If you're like going up to her and being like,
I wouldn't be stupid about it, but like,
listen, you dumb
like today,
bitch.
I even asked her, like, I was like, can I do this? And she was like, no. Can I move this around? No.
Yeah, why are you even asking to do it then?
Because it's her, I feel like it's her room. It's not my room. She's been there for 2 years in the same room.
Well, it's her problem. She doesn't want the lead.
Or yeah, and that's why I didn't think this drama shit would be a thing.
That's what happens. People get petty over nonsense.
People this is ridiculous. Like, she's almost 60. Like, grow the fuck up.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's exactly. Old people don't. Old people are so.
They just need to, like, keep their.
Ornery.
Like,
they don't have anything else going on in their
but
lives.
But if I asked you 7 times, what can I do to help you? What do I need to do to improve on? What do I need to do to get better? And then you sit there and tell me nothing, and then my boss comes in and you fuck tell her, oh, she's not doing anything. She's not doing anything. And then you're sitting over there whispering, wondering if I can hear you. I can fucking hear you. And that's when I fucking pulled that other girl aside and was like, I need to go talk to Karen in her office.
This is why
old and Karen's like, I don't want you to be upset. I'm like, I'm not upset. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm fucking pissed. And it's really getting ridiculous. And that's why she moved me. And then she put me in the room with her freaking daughter.
Okay, I thought you guys were okay.
No, we were fine because her and her daughter don't get along. So that should have been my first hint.
The old broad. And her daughter don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To be fair, that should have been your
thing. And Lee, like, oh, I should probably shouldn't have said her name.
I'll cut it out. Not a big deal. I can cut stuff out if you don't want to.
She was like, I mean, like, I don't talk to my mom.
Daddy does everything.
And whatever. And she was like, what? I don't know. She's like kind of bitchy, but like, I like it because I feel like she's like showing me what I actually need to do or whatever. And like, I want that. Like, I just, all I want is guidance. And right. She's like, well, Lisa's not, like, my boss was like, oh, well, Lisa's not a lead teacher, so she can't show you how to be a lead teacher. Then why would you put me in that room with her? I need to be shown how to be a lead teacher. Like,
yeah, you need training.
I know what obviously. I'm doing. Like, I'm not stupid, but, like, I need guidance. I need you to tell me, like, what do I need to do? How do I plan out the day? And then when I try and do plan out the day, you can't step on my activities and be like, no, I don't like the way you're doing that. Because that's what she does. And then today, wanted to do rainbows with cotton balls because we're doing balls and red hens for, that's what it is. I'm serious. The book that we're reading is called Have a Ball.
Okay. Well, that,
but
when you say balls, like
it's plural, like sport it balls, sounds... like sport, any kind of ball, like soccer ball, baseball, medicine ball. One of the kids said, but
medicine ball.
So I was trying to think of things that you could do with a ball. We did golf balls yesterday. Like, we painted with golf balls. We put paint on them, and they shook them up in a box, and they made the pattern on the...
Oh, like the little, like the holy thing?
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
And then today we did cotton balls. Like, you dip them in the thing and make a rainbow with them. And that was my idea, but whatever.
Oh, everyone's going to agree with you either, though. That's
yeah, but I don't care. You're not the lead teacher. You don't have to agree with me. I'm the lead teacher, and that's what I say, so...
Well... What part about it is bothering you? The fact that she's
But the fact that I literally asked her, what needs to be done? What do I need to improve on? What can I do? And then you turn around and tell me nothing. And then you turn around again and tell Karen that I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, that is annoying. I don't even get... But this is what happens. This is what happens. I don't know why some old people are like this, but they have nothing else going on in their lives. Like, I don't want to be like that. Like,
no,
they come to work and then it's just...
If I were to have another teacher come into my room that needed to learn something... Okay, so how about one of these days you let me just do it? Let me run the room so that I can learn how to do it. Like, but you don't do that because you step in and you're like, okay, well, I did this. I made journal and I did this project and we're going to do this. She tells me what we're doing each day. She doesn't let me do it.
Yeah, so it just sounds like you need somebody in the room, a different person in the room. But this is what I'm saying. As old people, they're so stuck in their ways or they just don't have anything going on in their lives and they have to complain about something. It's like people at the grocery store. You see a lot of old people complain. Oh, this should be whatever the hell it is. These strawberries should be freaking $1.59 and they're marked up $2 when I wasn't. It's like you don't have to be ornery and rude about everything. But that's really how I feel like old
people are. But I'm so sick of people saying that. Like, well, it's just how that person is, or that's just how these people are. I don't give a fuck. They don't need to be like that. You need to change your ways then, because you're not going to get very far. And then she was talking about, I don't know if I can say this out loud.
Well, if you can't say it again, I'll cut it, so it doesn't matter.
She was talking about because
I'm gonna have
they're not that. Paying her enough. She said she's been there 2 years and she's not getting enough money, but people that have been there 6 months are getting paid more.
And she's referring to you, more than likely.
But I haven't been there 6 months.
Yeah, but you've been
and you can talk shit to me, but I'm doing the steps to get in the lead teacher position. It's not, they didn't just hand it to me. I literally had to be like, hey, this is my schooling. Here's my transcripts. Can you send these into the state to see if this is good enough?
Right. And but it's like the old saying is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like,
but they're just set in their ways. That's totally fine.
I'm not making an excuse
for it either. But don't sit there and talk shit to me and tell me that nothing needs to be done or fixed and then turn around and tell our boss something completely different.
Yeah.
Like, don't be petty. Don't have drama. She's the one who's like, oh, I don't like drama. I don't want drama. She's the cause of the fucking drama.
Yeah, that's a good indicator. When someone tells you something ahead of time, that probably means they are the ones that do it. I've learned that over the years of working.
I
was even
joking with the girls today, Becky and Amber, like another two girls I work with. I walked in and I was like, what's up, bitches, in the one room? Well, there's no kids in there.
I was about to say, that'd be bad. I
wouldn't say that in front of children.
What's up, you little bitches?
But they were laughing about it. And like, but that's like the type of energy I go into work with. Like, I'm joking and whatever. And I don't like, that's why I went to Karen's office and nipped it in the butt immediately. Because I don't like drama. I don't want to contribute to that. I don't want people to think that I'm lazy and I don't want to do my job. Like, I do.
Right. It's not an excuse. That's just the reality of the situation, is that old people are just, they're stuck in their ways. They don't have anything else going on in their lives.
No, but then that's fine.
Like, I don't even want
to
be old.
If she wants to keep that room, then she can, but I would like the preschool room that we're about to open up, because school age is done.
Yeah.
And we're about to open up another preschool room and they need a lead teacher in there, then I want that room. Let that be my fresh start in another room without her and let me run that room.
Well, did you bring that up? That's probably a good thing to talk about.
I'm going to talk about it tomorrow because I was too upset to talk about it today.
Yeah. Well, I get that. Well, at least we have one more day. I have to go in for the freaking weekend.
Yeah, but you don't have any drama like this at your job. You don't have to deal with this bullshit. It's not all women. I work with all women. The only man that works at my company is the one who owns it.
I so wish that was true. I do. I just don't care. I've just gotten too old to care whatever happens. Like, there's people at my job that just suck. And, you know, it's funny enough, it's older freaking women, too. I just don't like working with them. That's why I say I don't get it. I'm not even making an excuse because it pisses me off.
But in high school, this is why I had limited girlfriends and I was friends with all guys, because I don't like drama. I don't like dealing with this shit. Like, I'm not that person. I don't like to fucking be dragged into it. And I don't like, oh, he said, she said this. And like, did you know this? Like, no, I don't care to know that. I don't want to know.
I don't think it has to do with gender, though. I think it has to do with the person and their personality, to be honest. No,
I feel like 90% of the time it's a lot of females that have trauma. Women are generally more catty. I'm not saying men don't. I'm sure men sure. do.
Oh, my gosh. Like, for sure.
It's just, I'm... And it's hard because my whole workplace is women and the only male is the owner of the company, so...
It's something you have to deal with in the workforce.
I don't care. I just want to figure it out.
No, I'm just telling you.
Run a room and
I know.
Do what I want
to
do.
And you'll figure it out eventually. But that's what the podcast is here for, is to, you know, talk about our week, talk about how things are going, and make us feel better. That's what the whole Vented Out name is for, you know? And that's what I hope other people eventually start doing when we get more listens and likes and follows, which I'm doing my best. I don't know what else to do. Speaking of old people, old people driving, that's the most annoying thing because they drive like 10 miles under the speed limit. Why?
Because 90% of the time they're old people, or we live in New York, so people forget that it snows and rains here.
Oh, my Lord.
Speaking of like snow, it was like sleeting when I was
coming. I know. You don't got the time, all right? Death is right knocking at your door. You need to hurry. Get to your early bird special. Get your whatever the hell, Eggs Benedict. Just move. I don't get it. I like Eggs Benedict. That's just the first thing in breakfast. And bull crap, that's not what you got the other day at breakfast for Easter. Yeah, that's been happening. I don't know what it is. Just keeps knocking it out. What? Oh, my God. All right. Quick intermission. Go ahead. I'm just going to sit here and talk. I'm just going to cut it out. Just go. I'll say it. And I told you. I specifically told you. Go shit. Stop. Would you do? Okay. So, oh, my God. You and body function.
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Just like in the teaser episode, I didn't want to tell him what my sample was.
Babe, who? Why? No. Girls don't poop.
Go. Believe me, I've lived with you long enough to know
don't shit. You dare put my business out there, bitch.
What?
Do you want me to put you on blast?
I shit.
You blow up our bathroom.
Do you really want to go there?
Do you? Because I'm
shit way worse.
No, I don't.
You and your sister stink.
It smells tell people that.
Terrible.
No, when we poop, we stink. That's yes. the only other time. I smell good every other moment. No,
that's what
life.
I'm talking about. I'm not talking, yeah, because you freaking spray yourself like you're unleashing the beast. That's going to be a tagline of mine now.
Unleash the beast. I love that I smell good all the time.
Okay, but go dump. Go take a dookie. Just go.
Stop I can sit here and talk. Words.
Or edit it out. Just, oh my Lord. Because it's not going to, you're not helping it just sitting here playing Candy Crush on your phone trying to get yourself Candy Crush like shit. You. I don't play Candy Crush either. Like Clash Royale.
Okay, what's
Clash of Clans.
Next up.
Go take a dump. That's my next topic. Paige taking a dump. Let's all say it now. Go dump. No, I'm keeping it in. Until you go, I'm keeping it in.
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. I have freaking stuff on here I could talk about.
Not with me.
I could talk. What do you mean?
I won't be out here.
Okay. I could sit here and talk about what I'm doing at the gym. Ow, abuse. What's it called? What the hell is that? What the hell? Domestic violence hotline? I need to call the domestic violence hotline. I get abused. Someone please call for me. I can't do it. No, no one wants to hear your ass gas. She asked if she should bring the microphone with her. First off, I don't see how you're doing it. The cord's not that long. Oh, here comes our obnoxious neighbor. Actually, I don't even know what that is. So, like she was saying before, I went back to the gym. It's easier to go in the morning. And I get all the time in the world to do whatever the hell else I want before I have to go to work this weekend, which I'm not looking forward to. Copper stink sucks. Shout out to all my freaking slices there. You know exactly who you are, especially Mike. Mike C., for sharing the podcast on his Facebook. Or it's a talk, buddy, because by the time you hear this, it's not going to... We have already probably had a conversation about it, but Yeah, we shall see. Other than that, last week, the weekend was all right. We went for like Easter. We went to Atlantic Family Restaurant, which is in Webster, which is really, it's all right. It used to be a great spot. Now it's just kind of garbage. Kind of. I don't know. Just maybe just with COVID, everything just became not great. Especially with like restaurant hours. Like, it's insane that everything's shut down and now restaurants don't have like off hours like they used to. Like, they're not open all the time, especially like little mom and pop places like this place is. Excuse me. And then we went to, well, Paige ended up going to her family's for Easter. I called my family's in Florida, talked to them for a little bit. Applied for a different position at Copper Site to hopefully try to get weekends. So I'll just be Monday through Friday for 8 hours so I can get my weekends back and hopefully try just consistently recording episodes, because it's been very, very sporadic recording, uploading, doing all this stuff. And there's a lot of other crap that has to be done to even get these episodes out cost wise. I'm not complaining because this is what I like to do, but it's just, I don't know, it's a lot sometimes, and having more hours in the day will definitely help fix the problem and maybe open up the pathway to other things. I think I was wanted to talk about driving etiquette, because people, those old people driving suck. And then people here in New York, when it's raining or snowing, it's just terrible. You still drive the same way. There's no ice. It's not freezing. Drive. Drive. It's not, oh my God, it's not hard. But also, people that drive trucks, like, what the hell is up? Do you think you own the road? I don't get it. I just don't understand why people drive that. People that drive trucks and BMWs always seem to drive like complete assholes, and I don't know why. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you got a bigger vehicle, okay? You feel like you're entitled to the road? I don't know. That's just weird. Yeah, and I know people, if anyone actually hears this, will be like, oh, well, I have a truck, and you shouldn't do that. It's going to be some freaking tough guy, dickhead. Well, my truck is big, and I can do what I want. This is America, right? It 100% is, but doesn't mean that you can freaking start running people off the road because you got to be somewhere. Be kind, be courteous. What the hell is this world coming to? People lost common sense and the ability to be kind to others, which is really sad. Well, that's what happens in this world, I guess. Just don't. I don't know. I don't know what I was looking for. Like, it's a dog eat dog world out there, and people mostly look out for themselves. Which is why my circle is so freaking small, since I just don't trust most people. Once you show me that you're a good person, we're usually cool. And here she comes back from the toilet. Talked about all your poo-poo problems. I think I did a pretty good job. What are you doing?
That chair feels weird.
Why don't you grab your little office chair there, Sparky? Oh, boy.
I can.
Well, it's up to you. What the hell is that?
My drugs.
My drugs? Drugs? Tylenol?
No,
it's Imodium? For your poo-poo problems? Yep, and that's picking up on the mic. Okay, that was kind of concerning.
This chair is so uncomfortable.
Welcome back. Did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you wash your hands. No, you probably use hand sanitizer. You're that kind of person that likes using hand sanitizer.
I washed them.
Plus, we need more soap in there anyway.
I have some under the sink.
So I was just talking about before you came over here, is people like we were saying, just people driving and driving etiquette in general. Like, people driving trucks, like, just think that, like, they own the road. And even, like, parking spots. Like, the other day, I went to go park at work, and someone's truck was, like, inched all the way over, and I couldn't even park there. I'm like, I don't get why people do that.
They're stupid.
Like, what makes people entitled when they drive a truck? I just don't, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, we have people that live here that do the same shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully they won't be here much longer. If what is rumored is true. Welcome back to planet Earth. You gonna say anything?
I'm waiting for you to continue talking. Oh, what the fuck to say to that?
What
is rumored is true.
I gave you homework anyway. You could also interject with conversation.
Your homework.
That's what I said. That's not anything you should be talking about, homework. What are you doing? What is that?
The card from Joe.
Oh. I would love to go to Texas Roadhouse right now. Same. If it wasn't freaking an hour away.
It's not an hour away.
Yes, it is.
Isn't there one in Webster?
No. Where?
I don't know, bro.
I love Texas Roadhouse. Their freaking cinnamon butter. Oh, so good. What the hell is the thing I always get from there, too?
Steak tip? Beef tips?
Beef tips, yes. Freaking little beef tips.
Your beef tip.
Wow, that is extremely rude.
Is it?
Yeah.
How is it rude?
What if I called you a beef tip?
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that one there, Sparky.
I gotta go to Bath and Body Works and get more plug-ins. No, we don't have any more. That one's almost empty and the one in the bathroom is almost empty.
You don't need to go to Bath and Body Works.
You don't need to tell me what to do.
I do, because you don't can't do it on your own. Just like I have to tell you that I wasn't the one that left the light on the other day, and then you blame me anyway for leaving the light on when you came in.
I didn't blame you. Did I text you and say it was your fault? No, I did not.
No, but you told me later on, you're like, I thought it was you, but turns out you worked 12 hours and it wasn't you because you left before me. Yeah, I know.
Sure. Did I blame you?
Yes.
I did.
In your head.
Yeah, but I didn't say anything to you.
Well, that's blame. That's still assigning blame.
You are a blame.
Yep. That's great. You sound like your children now that you work with. You are a blame. You're a pick a nose. What is happening? Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
Oh my lord, you got problems. So. She ripped an envelope and it's got a cloud piece of paper inside, I guess to say. Now she's just folding it up like a paper airplane.
Can you just keep talking? Like, why do you care what I'm doing?
Say words.
I'm talking. When you come up with something to say, then let me know.
It's
not my
job to. It's your job.
I'm waiting for you to start the next topic. You just said so anyways.
I gave you homework, remember? She clearly didn't do it. You can stare at me like that all you want. Doesn't make it less true. Anyway, so what's your favorite sub place?
Jersey Mike's.
Oh, I love Jersey Mike's too. What's your go-to sub?
I don't know. You always order it.
No, I was trying to think. Chicken chipotle cheesesteak?
I think so.
Number 41 or something? Oh, I freaking love it.
Don't you usually
get that? Depending on the day, depending on the calories that I can eat too.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's is good. Wegmans is good. I don't know how people have Wegmans though.
I don't like Subway.
I don't know, but you want to go to Subway for that foot-long freaking cookie they have now.
Yeah, but I could make that myself.
Yeah, you could. The banana bread he made was good. And we have zero sugar freaking brownie batter in there, too, that we could make. I don't know. Subway used to be really good.
Subway's trash, bro. They've always been trash.
Yeah, no.
Their bread is like cake, and it's bad for you.
It's not sweet. Their bread does not taste
Have you
sweet.
Not looked up their bread dough? What it's made out of? It's okay, literally it like vanilla cake. It's so bad for you. It's all sugar.
It doesn't make it sweet.
It is sweet.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It tastes amazing. Their steak subs are so freaking good.
That's all about how many calories
I used to love. The hell does... That wasn't even in the conversation. At college, I used to get their freaking steak sub. I just used steak and turkey. My old friend Ryan White used to go to MCC and get that for lunch on our lunch breaks. Oh, so good. Probably had a lot of protein in it, too. DiBello's and Wegmans, it's all the same thing. We haven't had Firehouse subs, because everyone talks about that, too. Firehouse subs. I don't like DiBello's anymore. That's the same thing as Wegmans.
No, we've gotten DiBello's before, and I didn't like it.
It's the same thing as Wegmans. What the hell else is there? Oh, Jesus. Something in my eyeball. What are you looking up?
The Subway bread.
Subway bread. Bread restaurant. What the hell's the other place? Oh, Amiel's. I used to like Amiel's too.
I don't like it there anymore either.
But this goes back to ever since COVID came around, it has ruined everything. Like, I'm scared to try Heinzelman's down the road because I'm worried that got ruined.
Well, they just bought Orbaker, so.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still worried that it's not the quality it used to be. Because when was the last time? I don't even remember the last time I went there.
What?
Heinzelman's.
Oh. I think with Mark. First birthday, wasn't it?
Oh, I thought we went somewhere different. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't think you went with us last time we went.
Maybe not. I thought you guys went to that place that we went to the other day for your birthday. Bronchies, Bronchies,
something. Oh, that place is so fucking good.
It was good. It's not that great. It's good. It's no, not.
Their food is bomb.
No, it's not that great.
Oh, yeah, mister, I really want to go back there. That place is so good. Yeah, it was
a date night with Nick and frickin' Sue Ellen. No,
you said before that.
No, I would go back for a date night. I'm not... Well, actually, I would order it to go, too, but that's also frickin' expensive.
Their food is so good.
Their food is pretty good.
Isn't today the 4th?
Yeah, it's April 4th. What the hell?
The 4th be with you today or whatever?
That's May. May the 4th. Oh. Like May the Force.
Yeah.
Fuckered. Yeah. And you're still with me, so what does that tell you?
I watch it too.
No, you don't.
I watch it with you.
You won't even watch you. I have suggested us watching all the Star Wars movies in order.
Because the old ones suck ass. I don't like
those. Guess what? I just watched them the other day.
Good for you.
And guess what? I fell asleep through them because they do suck ass. Yeah, I'm not even saying horrible. Anything. It's just older animation, and it's just very cheesily done. What?
Cheesily?
How would you say it?
Not done well?
Cheesily made. It's a word now. It's just the old time and how they did things. It just looked like claymation almost. Like very... I don't know. The word is. It's not. And the storyline is still good. I don't like the newer ones.
I do.
No, they're terrible. Oh, Rey. She doesn't know what she's doing.
We've gone and seen all these movies.
Yeah, because I want to see Star Wars. I like Star Wars. Doesn't mean I like the movies.
We went and saw all the Marvel movies, too.
Yeah, the Marvel movies are actually good, and they've grossed billions of dollars.
I like
them. Whereas the new Star Wars movie sucked. Because someone couldn't find themselves and didn't know their fucking parents.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
This is dumb. Turns out she was the daughter of a freaking Palpatine who was the worst person in the Star Wars universe to ever be spawned from. Which I didn't even know that he even had children. Who want to beat his old wrinkly ass?
Good, good.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Let the hate flow through you.
What? That's just weird. Yeah, do you want to talk about your topics now, or are you just going to sit there in silence? Because I'm
literally have been talking to you this whole time. Your job's going to
need
to be
posted on Indeed. I'm going to need to find somebody else to do this. Yeah, what about him?
He's hiding.
What the hell? I seen something on that the other day. Oh, I saw like a short or something saying that he's actually an undercover FBI agent or some shit like that.
He literally just got in trouble for like... And he was like forcing underage men to do shit with him.
Yeah, but is that 100% true? Do we have like proof
that that's real? A lot of people are coming forward saying it's real.
Yeah, but that happens with every famous person though.
I don't know. Now that fucking documentary came out about Disney Channel people or Nickelodeon people or whatever.
Yeah, but that's people behind this. That's their directors and stuff like that.
You don't
that's
think not, that shit happened in the music industry? Are you out of your mind?
Well, apparently, I mean, I don't really. I don't know. But there's no solid proof, so I can't really comment.
I don't know. The Simpsons predict everything. So
is it actually doesn't it look like P. Diddy on there either?
It was.
Doesn't look like him. It looks like...
I don't think they can, like, make it look like him. If they probably didn't even use his name. They probably called him something different.
I don't know. I leave that until there's actually proof. What the hell was Lizzo? Was fat shaming her freaking backup dancers?
Who?
Lizzo. No, this happened. Wasn't. Yeah, this happened a couple months ago. You didn't hear that people were coming out and saying that?
How can she? That sounded like a
cartoon. Freaking exactly. You shouldn't be fat shaming anybody. You can't. You can't publicly go and say like, "Oh, I'm perfect or how I am," but then you go and fat shame someone because now you just look like a big dumb idiot for no reason.
Oh Jesus! I was trying to see if there's any other like things.
Arms are sore as shit. Ooh. Ooh, Nelly. What, the P. Diddy thing?
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be anything. There's so much crap. That's just like if any other famous person did something like... Well, I was about to say R. Kelly, but there is actual solidified proof that R. Kelly did that crap.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anyone else that it's not proven. Like Ben Roethlisberger, another great example. Like he was convicted of, but there was no. I don't think there was proof, and he got off freaking scot free. I still think it's scotch free. That doesn't make any sense. It's scot free.
Oh Jesus!
What?
It said that he was. Allegedly, like, said that he was sex.
Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, but I didn't know how deep it was in there, but I guess his ex was saying that that's where he got some of the guys that he signed.
Like, who? I didn't even know who he signed. I
didn't say the names.
I had no idea he even signed people. I thought that was just, like, Usher and, like, artists that no longer actually make music.
Investigating allegations of a sucking by P. Diddy, the music monologue, blah, 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 is already facing a series of civil lawsuits from several women and at least one male. Allegedly, he... Several
women.
Wait, what? He either assaulted or abused or trafficked them.
Jesus.
Now he's like
them. If there's a real problem in this country, and a lot of that stuff is just insane. Like,
I don't know. His ex was one of the victims that I guess came forward.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, of course, it all goes to, you don't know who to believe. But there's also a lot of fake, you know, claims and stuff like that too. Like just recently someone, there's a really weird situation with that. Someone had just claimed that they got this person and it's proven that they didn't. And then there was someone I read the other day saying that they had stabbed their boyfriend because he thought she was going to kill him, but there was no proof, but she still got off. Like, what is happening to the system?
Oh, if you cry wolf, everything's fine. You don't unless even get arrested anymore if you fuck somebody. You get a slap on the wrist and get let go. So.
Unless you're a woman, you can freaking cry wolf and it'll be, that's justified. He did it. There's no reprieve. Yeah,
but that's not to say that women don't have to go through that shit all the time.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
that's what you're making it sound.
No,
like.
But I'm saying you could say anything. Like you could go and tell the police that I freaking abused you because you have 15,000 bruises on your leg, and I would get thrown in jail. And that's the proof.
His ex was 19 and he was 37.
That's an age gap. That's a little weird, mm-hmm. A little bit. But here on Vented Out, we don't judge.
I guess he just left out of the country.
I mean, that's what happens when you're on the run. That's just... But I bet there's a lot of crap like that going on in like Hollywood and all those, and we just never know.
No, I'm sure.
You're just blind to it, and like all the people that we like the actors we like. I think a lot of them, it's like some weird cult that they're in, and you have to do certain weird demonic shit in order to get in there and, like, get big.
The Illuminati?
No, I'm talking about, like, Hollywood.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. Hollywood politics, it's all the same damn thing, too.
Do you think the Illuminati's real?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I think it's real.
What's your proof? Where was your basis from?
What?
Where are you pulling that from? Like, what?
Just bit my arm.
What's telling you that there's?
I don't know. I just
if you say really the dollar bill, like
that, like all the shit that happens with certain famous people and like how, I don't know. There's just like a lot to it, and it freaks me out.
Do you want to provide specific examples before we die?
That's probably why we shouldn't provide any examples.
And here we go.
I don't know. It just
well, guys,
me
this
out.
Last episode. Nice hanging out with you.
You haven't heard about it in a long time, though, which is weird. The Illuminati.
Yeah, probably because those that do talk about it don't make it. Just like people that used to talk about Hillary Clinton or that anything on Hillary Clinton somehow ended up dead, even in a maximum security facility. Suicide. Right. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein definitely killed himself. That's for sure.
You better be careful there, buddy.
What is she going to come for me with my 22 followers? Give me a break. I'm really concerned. And if I die, you know, I lived a life and I've said my piece. I could give a damn less at this point. Man, I'm freaking sore shit. Do you do anything weird in the shower besides wash yourself?
Excuse me?
No, I'm just because I'm going off of what the topics are. Because
I don't know what you're asking me.
No, because, okay, so here's an example. My one friend, I'm just going to say it. He and I told him I was going to say his name anyway. My one friend, Mike, not Mike C, not the one that shared the podcast, but the other one, I forgot, Mike G, we call him. He literally will, in a group chat, in our group chat, he sends us pictures. What? Why don't you just say it? No.
Okay. Keep going.
Mike G is the freaking one that he's weird. But I've actually, in all honesty, I realize that he is actually a genuinely good person. Yeah, he's weird, but he's a genuinely good person. But anyway, this is why I say he's weird. So in our group chat, he'll send us like. He'll send us stuff like TikToks and all that crap. But once in a while, he sends us like random pictures. And the other day, he sent us a picture of like a salad bowl that he had cereal in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's normal to you? To eat cereal in the shower?
Maybe he needed a snack.
In the shower.
Maybe he needed a snack. Why are you yelling at me?
In the shower. What are you bringing into the a cereal bowl?
Maybe he was hungry. I don't know what to tell you.
Why does this not... Why do you not think this is weird? Drink in the shower. That's also strange. Hydrate. Open your fucking gullet.
No, because people, like, in the bathtub, you eat snacks and drink.
Oh, my God. That also reminds me, too, of the other freaking one that I talked to about this. Sean was saying, oh, that's not that weird. I sat in a bathtub one time and ate pizza and read a book. What?
You Who does never that? See. I would do that. That's so relaxing. Oh, my God.
What is happening?
You've never seen women take a bath? Like, they take a bubble bath and they get this little thing off Amazon, like this bench thing you can put across. It's and you drink a bottle of wine and have a little snack and read a book. It's relaxing.
It's weird.
It's like your time. You're in there just chilling. It's
still weird as hell.
I don't think so.
It's less weird than eating a bowl of cereal in the shower. This
is not where I thought this conversation was
going to
go. So.
Eating a... But you... You are fine with eating a bowl of cereal in the shower, and your justification is, well, maybe he needed a snack. Yeah. When you have a bowl this big in the shower with Honey Smacks because he's a weirdo.
Ew. What are Honey Smacks?
What?
Is that the frog?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Ew. What are Honey Smacks?
I like honeycombs.
Yeah. Eating a bowl of cereal in the shower. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
The fact that it's not weird to you, now I know you've eaten a bowl of cereal in the shower, so you might as well fess up to it. What'd you eat in the shower?
I haven't eaten anything.
Bullshit.
I've drank in the shower.
Why? What is that going to do? You're getting water in your drink.
No, you keep it away from the water.
Where?
Off to the side?
Off to the side? Off to the side where? On the bathtub?
Or on the shelf that we have in there or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter.
Ready? Watch this now. You're washing your body. Yeah. Whoa! I got soap, water, splash.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Drink, cereal.
And you now don't soapy, splash it. You wash yourself up, and then you reach and get a bite or a drink of whatever you're doing.
Oh my God! But your logic is flawed. You were saying, "I can't even."
I don't understand why you're getting mad.
Because you're getting soapy water nonsense in your.
No, you're cereal. Not.
Yes, you are. How are you not getting it in your bowl? Regardless of where you put it, soapy nonsense
is if I have it sitting on the shelf outside the shower, how the fuck water
on
in
the
there?
Shelf outside that's not in the shower. In shower. In.
Maybe you're facing the back and the shower's just hitting you in the back.
No. That still not, doesn't justify
I don't know.
It.
I don't care to have this conversation.
You've done this, though. You've admitted that you've drank it in the shower. Yeah. Water. Soap. Shampoos.
Nothing gets in it.
Conditioners.
Nope.
Shaving cream nope. is now in your drinks.
No, it's not.
Disgusting.
It's not.
Fecal matter is in your shower.
You're shitting in the shower?
There is fecal. Do you not wipe your ass? You probably what? Don't because you stink.
What?
Do you not clean your ass in the shower?
Yeah, then you fuck wash your hands with soap.
Fecal after. Matter comes out from whatever you use to clean your ass.
You're, first of all, if your ass is that dirty, you have a problem.
Okay. So, not only that, not only in the shower fecal matter comes in, toilet, poo, pee-pee, in toilet, flush, fecal matter everywhere. Cereal,
your toothbrush wine. Sitting on the counter?
Yeah, but that's why I have mine in a little thing.
You think that's going to protect it? You know how gross your fuck is? It's way, disgusting.
Way better than eating a bowl of
You have some in fuck moldy soap. Ass toothpaste built up around that toothbrush protector.
Better than
no, it's shit. Not.
Poo-poo. Feces. No, thank you.
Over.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have.
You're being annoying.
Like, no, I'm being honest, annoying. And you don't like it.
No, I think
you're freaking drinking. You're drinking poo-poo particles. You just poo-pooed. Okay, go in there now. Go eat a bowl of cereal. Go get some Lucky Charms. Go eat a bowl of cereal in there.
I would. If I could get away from you and eat my Lucky Charms in the shit room, I would. Eat
your poo-poo freaking Lucky Charms.
You're driving me nuts. That is
disgusting.
Shut up.
There's places you should not be eating. The bathroom is one of them.
Front.
Paige. I don't care. It's gross. You got problems. You have any other topics? You didn't do your homework? I told you three. You're not going to do it. Okay, what about it?
I showed you it yesterday.
Okay.
You're like, oh, I will look up an article.
So what happened? And I said, send me an article, actually, but it goes to show that you don't listen.
It collapsed.
How?
That freight, that, what is that thing called? That shipping?
I want to say a tugboat, but that's not right.
Something. What's that thing called? A freight boat?
A freight boat, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
A toter?
What?
A toter.
What the f*** is a toter?
What?
What the hell is a toter?
It totes things.
What is the... What is a tote? I can't even.
A toter's a thing.
No, it's not. A toter is not a thing. A tote is a thing.
No, a tote is.
Tote carries things. Toter is something you just came out of the blue with. Oh my God, I'm freaking crying. That was so funny. A toter? That's getting clipped. Oh my God, that is so funny. Oh, I'm crying. Oh, jeez.
A trash toter, bitch. It is a thing.
A trash. Trash toter. What does it carry? Garbage.
A toter.
That's a garbage can.
No, it's called a toter. Look on the fucking name. It says great. Toter.
Does that look like a boat?
It's still toting things, you stupid.
Toting things. Look up. Okay, now look up the verb toting. To tote. That is not a thing. And if it's a thing, then look, I don't know. A
toter boat. It's on here.
A toter. A motor boat. Send it to me. And I'm freaking. This is insane. Toter boat. Get the hell out of here. Toter boat. Total eclipse.
Motor toter.
That's a total eclipse of the heart. Oh, I just did it. Toter. Toter duck boat. Oh, it's a.
A barge.
There you go. That's the word. A barge carries freight. Wait, that doesn't sound right. A freight? A barge sounds like something from like back in the day you had. They used to, like donkeys used to drag on the canal.
I don't think that they found those five people that are dead yet, though.
No, that sucks.
Well, that thing crashed into the bridge and now it's sank.
It's like a shipping boat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call it. A barge? A barge? Yeah, I feel like a barge is like what the donkeys used to carry down the Erie Canal.
It's like a transport boat?
Yeah, maybe it's a freight boat. I don't know. Here you go. What's the boat that crashed in Boston? Let's start with that.
I'm cold.
I have the heat on. Called. I didn't add that.
Freighter.
Collapses. Cargo ship. Jesus. That should not have been that difficult to come up with. It's got cargo on it.
Well, it crashed into the bridge and now it fell.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you said the Simpsons also predicted that too.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy how much they're predicting. Excuse me. I wonder what else they predicted that we don't know yet. I never watched Simpsons growing up. My mom didn't want me watching Simpsons.
I always watched Simpsons with myself.
I don't like the new stuff either.
Simpsons?
Yeah. The new Simpsons isn't good. Just like the new Family Guy episodes. We used to watch Family Guy religiously. Remember?
Yeah.
Now we just don't. It's just not. I don't know. It's not good anymore. Though you had your favorite episode come on last night.
The Star Blizzard?
Yeah. This is Star Blizzard, that's what it's called. I looked into it and now I'm blind. Honey, can you... And then hey, what
Frank,
the hell?
Could you turn that off? Yeah. My cat's freaking out.
Hey, Frank, can you turn that off? My cat's in here freaking out.
Who said that? I'm new blind.
I don't know faces. So I don't know voices yet. It's just funny as hell. Yeah, but that was old Family Guy. Like, this newer stuff is just is not as, like, good. Not as funny. And sad that it's happened that way. And then they have the Ted episode, the Ted show now.
I don't want to watch it.
I know it's on Peacock. We'd have to get it.
The cock.
Really?
What?
The cock. That's not... that. No one says that.
That's what it's called?
No, it's not. Why are you hiding in your hoodie? My hoodie, actually.
I'm cold. My lord. Like a good pee. I knew you were love a good cock.
That... they are so funny. They're, you know, they're going on tour. And I was going to say that in the Basement Yard. The Basement Yard Experience. That's what they're calling it. They're Joe and freaking Frankie are so funny.
I introduced you to them. I have been watching Joe since like way before he was even big.
They're so funny. It'd be great. That would be one of the few podcasts I'd love to be a guest on, just to talk with them or just be around them and just shoot the shit with them.
Mm-hmm.
Picky Boys too. I guess we're just gonna throw. I'm throwing it all out there. Picky Boys. I think they're freaking funny. Their challenges they do are freaking hilarious. And then You Should Know is probably my favorite podcast, which actually inspired me to do this one because they are just a riot. Peyton is so funny. And Cam, I don't know how Cam deals with it, but I'd love to meet those guys too. They seem like genuinely cool people. Well, last thing we'll talk about is... you called me Avatar the Last Airbender an idiot last time I discussed with this. But there is a way to direct lightning. Not with phalanges, but there is a powerful laser that can grab hold of lightning bolt and reroute its path through the sky. So, yourself, I
do
knew.
You
I knew
this laser?
No, but there's a way. And you said I was an idiot for saying that there.
But it's a laser. It's not a human being.
But you can still do it. That was my point.
You can't with your body was okay, my whole point, you stupid.
But that's
I don't
want
to argue about this again. You're pissing me off.
It's the principle.
No.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes.
Because you said you'd be able to do it with your body.
You probably can.
No, you can't.
You probably
no,
can.
No, you can't.
But there is a way to do it.
With a laser.
Yes, 100%.
Are you a laser? Are you a robot? No, you're not.
Hey, ready? Watch this.
You're a body.
Body. Grab. Hand. Laser. Point. Direct.
You're not doing it with your body.
I did it. You're just
you said you could put it in your hand and shoot it through your foot, you stupid. That's not happening.
Maybe I could direct it to my hand and then freaking
no,
direct
you
it
can't.
Out of
no, you can't.
That the article doesn't say. You never know.
You're a stupid idiot.
Is there anything else you'd
no,
like to say?
No, you're dumb.
That is probably one of my favorite clips that we got. Avatar, you idiot. I don't know why you get so angry.
Because you're so stupid. Like, I can't deal with you sometimes. You're
Sean
an idiot.
Had said that every time you get mad is the only time you actually start talking. So I said I should start getting you mad in the beginning of the episode
no,
so you talk more.
You piss me off.
No, we won't do an advice section every time.
No.
But we probably should. And hopefully you guys, you know, start commenting. Start sending us DMs, anything.
Love you.
Because, you know, it'd be great to hear from you. We could give you advice. I'm a pretty good advice giver. Paige is a pretty good advice giver.
It's snowing.
We do sugar plums. We do a pretty good job at giving advice. We've had a lot of life experience, so and we know how everything, most things go. anything else you'd like to leave on the note?
No.
You want to give your social medias?
I don't know what they are. Paige Mascari on Instagram and Facebook.
And then I'm Brent.Loveless on Instagram. I think Brent Loveless on YouTube. And then Vented Out Pod for both YouTube and Instagram. Wow, I just had a massive brain fart. Well, this is the end of the episode. Love you guys. Thanks for always coming back. I know I got a few consistent fans that always listen. We will talk to you next time. See ya.
Bye.